Welcome to this week's Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted.
To law enforcement,
what was it like in the early days
of law enforcement and private investigators?
This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.
I'm often asked, what are some of the top digital forensics tools you've come across? Wow. You know, there's so many. And again, it goes back to how are you organizing your investigation? What is the overall purpose of the investigation? What are the expected outcomes? And that's going to help you decide the top digital forensic tools for that particular investigation. But since we have limited time together today, I'm going to mention five that are summarized in a TechTarget article from August of 2023. Digital forensics tools do play a crucial role in data breach investigations, OSINT investigations. They can aid experts in uncovering, analyzing, and interpreting digital evidence. These tools are essential for law enforcement agencies when solving crimes and for businesses conducting incident response, data recovery efforts, and open source intelligence investigations. By using digital forensics tools, organizations can determine how a breach occurred or look for a way to identify how data was accessed or if it was even exfiltrated at all. And many times, it can unlock clues to understanding the tactics employed by malicious actors within a network. Here are five respected digital forensics tools commonly used by experts and mentioned in that TechTarget article. Cellebrite. Cellebrite is kind of one of the long-standing tools known for mobile forensics. It offers platforms like Universal Forensic Extraction Device, and things that assist with data extraction and analysis. It complements other tools, and it can be very helpful in investigations, as well as preserving evidence if there is going to be a court proceeding. Another tool mentioned is Magnet Axiom. This is used oftentimes to do high-level analysis. So if you're looking across various data sources, computers, mobile devices, and the cloud, it's got a really user-friendly interface, and it's got some automation features that make it very helpful for junior or investigators who technology is not their specialty, but they are an investigator. Another tool is the Velociraptor. I'm not talking dinosaurs here. This is an open source tool designed for internal security teams. It really helps with going and grabbing and gathering evidence from different endpoints, and in some cases can actually help with detection of suspicious activity. It's fairly new, but it's got a great and active community supporting it. Another one is Wireshark. This is a long-standing open source tool for network analysis. You can look at network packets, look at sources and destinations of traffic. It can be very helpful in understanding network activity. And then another tool mentioned in the article is X-Ways Forensics. This is really helpful. If you've got to do a manual deep dive into the data, disk analysis, looking at drive contents, just evaluating storage space even, this is used by many of the experts for that in-depth analysis. These tools that I mentioned are just the tip of the iceberg, and they do offer very diverse capabilities, allowing investigators to handle different aspects of the forensic process, depending again on the goals, objectives, and the requirements of the investigation. As digital forensics becomes increasingly important in the face of investigations, cyber threats, and open source intelligence investigations, these tools provide valuable insights, but also ways to handle and organize your investigation.
We'll be back next week with another episode of Ask Me Anything on the Cybercrime Magazine podcast with host Teresa Payton, CEO at Fortalice Solutions, former CIO at the White House, and previously Deputy Commander of Intelligence on the CBS TV series Hunted. This special series is brought to you by People AMA, the AI investigator. AMA answers questions about individuals in your investigation. Learn more at people.com/AMA. That's PIPL.com/AMA.